Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
When we talk about housing in California, the word crisis gets thrown around a lot.
And it's easy to see why. Home prices keep breaking records.
Rents keep climbing.
And families who've lived here for generations are being forced to leave because they just can't afford it.
Or they're commuting for hours because it costs too much to live where they work.
Meanwhile, on any given night, more than 150,000 people in California live in tents and cars, RVs and shelters.
And the cost of housing has led to these really wild extremes, where you have really wealthy people right next to people who have nothing.
So what can we do about it? That's the question we've been asking. From KQED Public Media, this is Sold Out, Rethinking Housing in America. I'm Molly Solomon.
And I'm Erin Baldessari.
We're housing reporters at KQED. We both grew up in the Bay.
I'm 33 years old, and I'd really like to buy a home here, but it feels so out of reach.
Yeah, I've seen friends leave. I've seen my favorite businesses close. I mean, I've even seen my own family priced out here, and it's sad.
More and more, it just feels like this place isn't for us anymore.
When we started this project, we were going to do a podcast just looking back at how we got here, at how things got so bad. But then the coronavirus hit.
And it was like adding one crisis on top of another.
Breaking news tonight, millions of Americans ordered to shelter in place as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The drastic new measures in the San Francisco area. Residents told to stay in their homes and avoid contact for the next 3 weeks.
We were all told to shelter at home, and people who don't have a home became more vulnerable than ever.
The biggest thing that the CDC or anybody has said is hygiene, hygiene, hygiene. But how can you do that if you don't have access to water?
Everybody feels like they're not going to take care of them.
The economic shutdown left thousands of people without jobs and afraid they wouldn't be able to pay their bills.
How am I going to make my payments, pay my mortgages, if the renter doesn't pay theirs?
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs just because of this whole shutdown. So I have to work 3 jobs to survive in California. It was already unbearable before.
And then George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police.
People across the country took to the streets to protest Floyd's death.
And to demand an end to decades, centuries, of racist policies that have privileged white lives over black and brown ones.
We just want to be looked at as humans. We want equality. We should not have to beg to be equal. We should not have to beg to be human.
When protesters talk about defunding the police, what they really want is that money to be used for things like healthcare, education, and housing.
If America really cared about a solution, they would do things like give people adequate housing and get everybody a job, you feel me? Like
all of these events, they really reinforce the connection between housing and everything else. Where you live really matters.
It determines your chances of getting sick or ending up in prison or going to college or getting a high-paying job.
And it feels like we're at a point where something needs to change. We can't go back to housing as usual.
So in this series, we're looking at solutions, ideas that might help us chip away at the crisis and make housing more affordable. There won't be any silver bullets,
as so many people told us along the way.
But what we will do is talk about a few places to begin.
Like a way to cut down on the crazy high cost of building in California.
Or how housing could be the starting point for reparations.
But first, we're going to look at homelessness, a problem that really has no easy solution. Join us for Sold Out, Rethinking Housing in America. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.